This weekend, Kingston-based nonprofit group TMI Project will debut Black Stories Matter Live, a performance featuring true stories from 11 participants about the experience of being Black in America. And it will be the first time TMI Project live streams a performance and kicks off a national digital campaign. I spoke with TMI Project co-founder and executive director Eva Tenuto about the effort, starting with how it came about.
Well, we focus our stories and our community outreach work with populations that don't often get to tell their stories or be heard in mainstream media. You know, it was really a response to the way that social media has been amplifying what has been happening for the entire history of our country. We're getting to see what's actually happening at the hands of law enforcement with frequent racial profiling and the history of just racism in the nation. And we kept getting together and talking about what is the way that our organization can be a part of the solution instead of just being silent in this moment in history. And as we discussed repeatedly and kept coming back for brainstorming sessions, it just became so clear that what we do is create stories and we amplify voices and we raise awareness and we try to build connection and community. And that's what we could do in this arena as well.
In addition to outreach, Tenuto says TMI Project partnered with a number of local organizations.
You know, we've experienced in the history of our work that people come to the theater or they come to the church or they come to the institutional cafeteria or wherever it is that we're sharing our stories, and they leave inspired and they leave wanting to take action. But this is the first time that we're actually partnering with other organizations so that there can be opportunities to do that immediately, that you don't have to go home and wonder, what can I do? You can go out into the lobby and sign up with Citizen Action during intermission. After the show is over, you can register to vote. You can volunteer for different ways of changing the community. And we can take ownership over the issues that are happening in our local community and do something about them together.
There are 11 participants, most from the Hudson Valley and one from Albany, who will share their stories in person.
It's quite an array of stories. One woman talked about the gentrification that happened in Harlem and how it caused her to be homeless for a couple of years until she ended up relocating to Kingston, and the fear that's coming up as she's seeing this area now start to gentrify in ways that have her thinking that the same thing could happen. So the way that neighborhoods change and the perception from different people in terms of what some people might say is, oh, it's, you know, this area is getting so much better, Kingston's really coming to life, can be really frightening for populations who have been there for a long time and fear that they might get displaced. Another one is about an experience that a woman had when a customer came into the store that she worked at and insisted that her hair was not actually her hair, that she was wearing a wig or a hat, that it couldn't possibly be real hair. And just the insanity of what people encounter on a daily basis with people making assumptions about them because they've been othered so much. And a variety of other things, being reunited with a father, family issues, relationship, you know, all of the things that we talk about.
Is there a recurring theme among the stories?
I would say some of what is recurring is not being seen as a real person with real value. I think that that comes up over and over and over again. And how that gets played out in media, how it gets played out in movies, how it gets played out in the workplace, how it gets played out in education, the difference between calling in for an interview and wondering if the person on the other end knows that they are Black, or going into an interview in person and wondering what will happen. I think so much of it is about perception, about being valued, and a lot of the stuff that is so not talked about. All of the nuances and all of the details of the stories, I think, are the parts that end up being the most powerful and the most connective.
Tenuto says formulating Black Stories Matter had been up for discussion for some time.
Before the current president, things were already a disaster in terms of race relations in America. We've been talking about this for years. We started talking about it after Trayvon Martin was shot in 2012, and it's been in development since then. And every time we would put it on the back burner, something else would happen. Another person would get murdered for absolutely no reason whatsoever. And we would come to the table again and brainstorm about what we could do. And so this is a culmination of years of work, discussion, brainstorming, collaborating with other organizations, and figuring out the best way to reach as many people as possible, which is why we have the digital campaign as a component of this project as well.
TMI Project board member Tamika Ramsey has co-led the Black Stories Matter Planning Committee and is at the helm of the digital campaign, which invites people of color from anywhere in the country to contribute videos of up to 3 minutes or true stories of up to 650 words accompanied by a photograph. Once received and curated, they'll appear on TMI Project's website and on the organization's social media pages using the hashtag Black Stories Matter. The 7:30 Saturday evening performance of Black Stories Matter Live is at Point of Praise Family Life Center on Hurley Avenue in Kingston. The performance will be live streamed on Facebook. Admission is free. Reservations are recommended. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.